Yes, I understand why you broke my heart. Well, I understand why we fell apart. Because you couldn't handle me. Because you couldn't watch me leave. Because you couldn't stand beside.
Right, that was Ruben Moreno out of Texas, who came by and brought this several weeks ago, and this was called Good Man. All right, John, back to you and your group.
Yeah, I just wanted to continue, kind of wrap up a little bit on the Promised Land dedication that's going to be taking place on October the 11th and the 12th in Promised Land in Parks, Louisiana. Now, I had never heard of Promised Land before until all of this started coming up. And now I went looking for Promised Land. And in fact, this weekend I'm going to take a drive again and make sure that I find it. And I found out exactly where. But, Doctor, I know there's a schedule that is set for the events that's going to be taking place and for the 2 days of activities. Could you just briefly touch on and tell the audience, the listening audience, what it, can they expect in the schedule?
Yes, on the October the 11th, starting at 9 in the morning, the tour to sugar, the tour to the sugar plantation will be conducted by the Latav Creole group, and Mr. Flayshawn can give you more information in terms of the scheduling on that.
Thank you. I we're going to start off at the Black Museum in St. Martinville at 9.
Okay, 9
and,
o'clock.
Some of the highlights of black contributions there and so forth will be given. We, the group will leave from there, go to the Pine and Oak Alley, which is a famous tourist site in St. Martinville. From there to the Sugar Mill, St. John Plantation, one of the original, a descendant of the original owners, will give us a little history of the plantation, and we'll visit where the slave quarters were and the big house, the mansion. The mill is running right now. Take a look at that from the outside. Then move on to the parks area where we will feed some of the visitors in the Russo Park in Parks, Louisiana. From there, we go back to the Promised Land area near where the burial ground is, and that's where the rest of the activities will take place. There'll be lectures going on during the meal also, and but we have several, there will be a welcoming and other speeches and talks on the diaspora and black history and so forth until approximately 5 o'clock, at which time things will close.
Okay.
Do you need to add anything?
Yeah, let me just add, during the luncheon, I think they have a schedule where we will premiere the documentary.
Okay.
This is my story, a story I have never been told. that highlight the people in of the area of St. Martin Parish coming into the shores of Louisiana as enslaved persons. The film will enlighten one in terms of the contribution that has been contributed to the industry here in St. Martin Parish by those descendants of those first progenitors. So that film will be premiered during the luncheons, I understand, and all day on Saturday at the symposium in St. Martinville.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good. So we have an idea what's going to be taking place in the schedule. And so all we need now is the public to come out.
Yes. Yes. And we're welcoming, and they will be coming from all parts of the United States. Mm-hmm. We have confirmation, and also from Africa. We have confirmation. They will be a part of the program on both days at the symposium, headed up by the Promised Land Redevelopment Council, Ms. Miranda Aubrey, mm-hmm. her sister, Ms. Pat Knox, and Jody Skipper. All of these persons have contributed to making this plan a success.
Good. Last question. Yeah. Where did the Promised Land, actually, the name derived?
That's a part of the film, and we wished everyone to see it. Let me just say this. We want to thank the historian who are now on her sick bed, but she was the one that really enlightened us to how it came about.
Okay, good. And that's a question that will be answered.
Yes, sir. It will be.
Thank you both for coming by. We wish we had more time. I'm sure we could cover a whole lot and probably, and it will take hours to be able to explain and discuss this very extreme important activity that's going to be taking place. And that's all going to be taking place on October the 11th and 12th in the Promised Land and Parks, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And in St. Martinville and St. Landry Parish, all tied up in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Well. And that's going to be the next phase of where we're going. We're going to be moving from St. Martinville all the way up to Opelousas, working with the historians and that community to help develop the same thing.
We appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us, John.
Coming by and visiting with us. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Melvin.
All right, John.
Can I get a picture of you all together, John?
I guess he's going to get a picture of them together. All right.
Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going. We'll be right back. to listen to the Zydeco. And something occurred to me, I didn't know what it could be. Man, I didn't know what it could be, y'all. I just know I wanted the Zydeco, man. What about you? It's a Zydeco party, baby.
The putty cat is running this morning. Doc, good morning to you. Chris, Kevin, good morning. How you guys doing this morning? Hopefully everything is going well for you guys. Ronnie, didn't forget about you. Woody, good morning to you guys. The putty cat.
Oh!
Oh, you mean old putty cat. Oh, no.
Now you putty cat.
You didn't need to scratch me like that.
Oh, putty cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Oh, you're going to get whipped with that bat.
Now I'm going to have to treat you a little bit here.
Oh, no, no, no.
With my baseball bat. Show you where it's at.
Ah, don't do that, boy.
Come here, kitty.
Yeah.
Be quiet there.
Yeah.
Take some of this, yeah.
Yeah.
All you bad old putty cat. Oh, putty, putty.
Putty cat.
Oh, putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
Come here, you putty cat.
Take some of this baseball bag.
Well, that's gonna hit you with that cat.
I want to mash up your hat a little bit, yeah. I'm going to teach you some manners. Come up here scratching me up like that. And stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, put it, put it. You put it, put it.
bishop, gaze at our refugees there to see. Look at him. Remember the times we used to play? Do you remember the times way back then? Remember the time it was puppy love? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you and me. Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is there to see. Remember the times we walked to school? Do you remember the times I held your hands? Remember the times I kissed your lips? Do you remember the song that we sang? Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah. Gay said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is there to see. Oh.
Do you remember that song? Way back then?
Say
it,
say
it. Oh, yeah. You and I used to sing this song.
Say it.
Can you remember that?
Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you and me. Oh, yeah. Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be.
Look at him.
Remember the times we used to laugh? Do you remember the time we used to dance? Remember the time of having fun? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you. Shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is there to see.
Come on, sing with me.
Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you. Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is there to see.
Everybody sing.
Gay said I, said I, whatever shall be, shall be.
All right, Que Será, Será. John, you remember that song?
Que Será, Será. No, I don't.
Do you? I do have a question while, and you can mill with this in your mind.
What's that?
It's about a rainbow. I want you to tell me about a rainbow.
What about it?
I want to know, can you see a rainbow from both sides?
On both sides?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Because it is a, what is called, it's... how should I say that?
That's why I was trying to give you some time to think about it.
I want you to understand, because I want to make sure I select the right word so that you could understand what I I'm trying. I'm
I would try and
sure.
I would try and gravitate.
You know, because a rainbow is a three-dimensional figure.
Okay.
So when you're looking at a three-dimensional figure, you can look at both sides of it at one time.
Okay.
So do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. So you can see it from both sides?
Yes.
So how do you know? So if I'm on the south side of the rainbow.
Yes.
How far do I need to go to get to the north side of the rainbow? How would I know that?
You don't have to. You don't even have to move.
Well, how?
Because your vision will allow you to do that. The human ability, the human mind, has the ability to be able to really focus and be able to see that without you moving, because you have all of those built-in ability.
So I would have to close one eye to see the other side?
No, what you have to do is just kind of weaken one.
Weaken, like almost a wink, a half a wink to see the other side of the rainbow.
Yes.
Okay, we'll leave that one alone. I tell you what. The next question would have been, what causes a rainbow? And then we'll discuss that, ladies and gentlemen, next year on January the 3rd. So hang around.
But how long does a mosquito live anyway?
He live until he dies.
No.
He don't?
No, he doesn't live until
he dies. He doesn't live until he dies. This is pretty good, John. I'm gravitating here. I guess I should digress now. He doesn't live until he dies.
Hey.
This is pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very scientific education that is going on here today.
That's a very interesting question you asked me about the rainbow. But anyway, we have some more guests in the studio, and I just want to let them introduce themselves, or himself rather, and tell us what is this, the Silver House Theater for the Performing Art present, Coming Home? I don't remember leaving home.
This, how you doing? My name is Joseph Colom. And this is about a reunion of a hobo. This is a hobo that used to hop a train and ride up to Leonville. And it's based on the sisters of this hobo and how she connected all these different families from Leonville. Mm-hmm. Now, at this reunion, we will also be giving information out to the youngsters. It's also an educational event, too, for the youngsters. The youngsters will also see how people used to do in the old days and how they used to live when these hobos were traveling from place to place, or what they would do, how what they would cook out. Like on the Friday night, there's going to have a hobo cookout. It's a camp out, and they're going to be doing hobo-style cook-offs, what they used to do around the track, you know, when they get together and stuff. Now, the kids are going to learn about things that we used to do in the olden days, like how they used to pick moss, for instance, is an example. They'd pick moss, sit down in the evenings, and I'm sure some of the elders can relate to that, because I've done it with my grandmother. We'd pick moss, sit down in the evenings, and pick all the foreign objects out of it and use them to stuff mattresses.
What you would call that? What was that you would, what you would call that when you was doing that to the moss? Let me see how good you are.
How, what would you call it?
What was the name of that?
Yeah.
What they call that when you did the moss?
Yeah, when you picked
when you was cleaning it.
You were cleaning it.
Yeah, what you call that?
Appenier toyer la
mousse.
It was called étrier.
Étrier?
Étrier.
Okay.
Yeah. That was to clean the moss.
Étrier la mousse.
Uh-huh. La mousse.
La mousse. And then the moss would actually turn black, and that's when it was cured.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have someone who's going to be doing that. And I remember that. You looked at me when you said some of our elders would know that, and you're looking at me. And I don't know why you're looking at me. You're looking at me for an answer, I suppose. And that's what it is.
I thought you knew about it, John.
Yeah, you thought I did.
I figured you were familiar with it.
But some of the...
You picked some moss, too, didn't you?
I have. I have, and I'm very pleased to share that. Yes, I have picked some moss with my family and my parents. I was a young kid then. I was a young man. But it should be an interesting thing. Now, all this is going to take place over at At the IFBS Lodge in Leonville.
Yes, sir.
And that's on November the 2nd.
Yes, sir. Actually, events will start Friday night.
Okay.
There's going to be a camp out, as I mentioned, the hobo camp out, where they're going to be doing these cowboy stews and different styles of cooking that they do around the track.
Now, you're saying that the funds will be, the proceeds from this
Gathered from it, some of it is going to be used to keep up
the cemetery.
Cemeteries in Leonville and also in Grand Coteau.
Now, those cemetery, may I ask you a question? Those cemeteries you're talking about, that because they have some relationship to African American, I would assume.
Exactly.
And in order to be able to upkeep the cemetery, that you're trying to raise some money in conjunction with this program and also enlightening the public that what took place many years ago. And the hobos, I remember talking about, my parents would tell us about the hobos.
Mm-hmm.
And people would travel.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Festivals Acadiens et Créoles, October 11th, 12th, and 13th, celebrating 36 years of traditional Louisiana music with Festival de Musique Acadienne et Créole under the Oaks in Girard Park in Lafayette. For more information, the website is festivalsacadien.com.
You ready?
Yeah!
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on Caribbean.
Okay, just to sum it up, the program will be held on November the 2nd at the location with the IFBS Lodge, and that's all going to take place again for the reason of this, and it's in conjunction with the reunion, the hobo reunion and ball. This was taking place on that day, and it's to the funds or the proceeds that will be raised from this activity will go in support of upkeeping the cemetery, and what we're talking about is $10 for the adult, and that's in advance, $12 at the gate, and all proceeds, and $5 for children, and $7 at the gate for the children. Again, this is a donation to help the upkeep of the cemetery, and also to bring back the stories about hobos.
Yep, and how they connected the families around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cemeteries that are going to be involved would be the St. Landry, Leonville, Port Barry, Grand Coteau, and Arneville cemeteries. Alone, sir, John, with the admission, the tickets that you're going to buy for the admission of the event is also going to include a chance to win a $500 mixed meat special donated by Russell's of Arneville.
Good. Very good. Very good. I wish we, again, as I told the other guests, I wish we had more time, but, you know, time doesn't wait for anyone. It just keeps going. You had something else?
Yes, sir. If anyone would like to get more information, you would contact Miss Annabelle or Miss Marie at 786-5004, and that would be Miss Annabelle Marcel or Miss Marie.
Okay. Good. We'll keep reminding the folks up to that date. As the listening audience, we'll tell them more about this as we get closer and closer to it. Again, thanks very much. And just also to remind the folks that in another activity, the Lafayette Park and Recreation Department is hosting an annual Fall Fun Fest at Girard Park on Sunday, October the 27th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So this is a Fall Fest. So you need to go out there. For more information, you may call 291-5558 or 291-8370. Back to you, Melvin.
Thank you, Mr. John.
Hey! Get to it,
Allons-y avec vous ici, cher. I'm gonna take you old time with a new school flavor. Dulce! Attention, cher. Oh yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zadikuno. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't wanna come home. Now when I got back, Cartel was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. That's what. Do it, y'all. Hey, y'all. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, 'cause Cartel passing some licks at you. Say don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Hit me, Cartel. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, Cartel. Be hurry. New job. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm gonna take it way back. Hey, to her. Old time.
huh? Yeah, man. Do it. Take it way back. What a new school flavor.
All right, vous êtes à écouter le programme des Haricots et Passalés ce matin avec MC et JB. And we've had a lot of visitors this morning, which is what we like. And there's a lot of things that we try and do. And right now, I just want to wish Cyrus and Irene a happy birthday this morning up in the Lake Charles area. And just wish everybody in the world go to their party. Just kidding. But anyway, just want to wish them a happy birthday this morning. Hopefully they're doing well, and I know they will. And you guys, I don't know how old you guys are. I'm sure you're in your late 40s. I know you wish, but it's okay. But just want to wish you guys a happy birthday this morning from me. I'm seeing the people here this morning. Okay, this morning I want to talk a little bit about the National Medical Association this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hart.
Good morning. It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
Just fine, thank you.
Good, good. Tell us about what's fixing to happen here.
Well, on November 1st, the National Medical Society is hosting a banquet to honor a very prominent person in the medical field. Her name is Yvonne Thornton. This is something that is held every year, as well as honoring a very prominent medical person. We also present scholarships that have been awarded to students, both high school students and some college students, to further their education. It's an opportunity to praise, embrace, and help students that are doing very well and working very hard in school, and also an opportunity to give back and say thank you for prominent medical figures that have made some headway in our field.
Very good. And you guys have, I mean, how long have you guys been doing this? This has been going on for quite a while.
Well, this has been going on for 22 years.
Okay.
The National Medical Association is actually a national organization. It was started over 100 years ago, and it is the answer, or at least back then it was the answer, to the American Medical Association back in the days when we were segregated and African Americans and many minorities could not be a part of the American Medical Association and couldn't practice medicine in many hospitals. We started our own organization that allowed us to network and further promote physicians and help our patients. And of course, as is our history,
sure.
Once we have gotten on the road and we've really become strong, we embrace everyone and we welcome everyone and try to help everyone.
And the banquet is when?
The banquet is November 1st, a Friday evening from 6 to 10. And we'd like to encourage everyone to come out to support the banquet, which also heavily supports the scholarships that are awarded to these very hardworking students, both high school and college.
Okay. And it's going to be where?
It's going to be at the Cajun Dome.
Which it has been every year, pretty much. Not nice area. I mean, if you get an opportunity, please go to it. Who do they contact, or how do they get tickets?
Well, you can certainly contact me, Dr. Tashawn James Hart. You can contact me where I work at Women's and Children's Hospital. The telephone number is 989-7350, and I can get you in contact with any one of the members that have tickets. The tickets are $40 a piece, and you have a wonderful dinner, wonderful food, good entertainment with music. You can hear Yvonne Thornton speak, Dr. Yvonne Thornton. She is the author of the real-life story, The Ditch Digger's Daughter. I'm sure many of you have seen that movie on television. You can get the book, and I'm very sure she's going to be very inspirational. And you'll have a chance to see and help congratulate the, as I said, very hardworking students that are going to be presented their scholarships that they very much deserve.
I know the kids will be excited. I know we've gone to several, and it's really a beautiful thing to see the kids, especially when you're giving them scholarships. Of course, the parents are real excited, too, when they get those scholarships. That does help the parents.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it is a good thing. That will be, again, on November the 1st, and that is the National Medical Association. We'll be having that banquet. That will be at the Cajun Dome on Friday night starting at 6 p.m. And if you need more information, the phone number is?
989-7350. You can contact me, Dr. Tashawn James Hart. And if you have any other questions, I can find out the information for you if I don't have it myself.
Okay. And a little bit of what month is this?
This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I want to encourage everyone, both men and women, to be very aware of your family history concerning breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. This may affect what your risk is for breast cancer. And for all of the women ages 40 and over, have you had your mammogram? This would be a good time for you to catch up on your yearly mammogram and make sure you get a clinical breast exam with that.
And find out that there is nothing wrong with you. That will be one pleasing piece of information. So that's one way to find out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Confirm. If you're thinking, I'm fine, nothing's going on, then I say that's wonderful. So let's confirm that. Get your mammogram.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. And men. I mean, we just talked about prostate cancer. Go get yourself checked, too. Not
absolutely.
That difficult, guys. Have done it before. And it's not that difficult. So it's a good thing. Good month. So a lot of good things happening this month. Don't forget November the 1st will be the National Medical Association banquet that will be happening at the Cajun Dome. All right. Back to more music. MC here. And let's see. We'll come back and talk about a cancer walk in just a few seconds. So as our time gets tight, whenever we have a lot of people requesting a lot of information and we're trying to give as much information out to the community because we are a community-directed program here. Okay, Cancer Walkathon with sponsors needed, and this is to help make the first annual Water for Life Walkathon a success, and this will be at Gator Park in Jennings starting next Saturday, which is October the 12th at 9 a.m. You need more information, you can contact this number at 337-368-4194, 337-368-4194, and ask for Tracy Hall. And she would greatly give you some information, but there will be a cancer walkathon, and that will be in Jennings starting at Gator Park at 9 a.m. And it's from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You're going to do some walking, and I guess it'll be worth it. And you can call for more information if you wish to make a donation. You can cannot attend. You can certainly do that at the number 337-368-4194. Or you can go to the website HallTheresa65@yahoo.com, HallTheresa65 65@yahoo.com. Thank you very much.
All right. We're trying to get to close out here. We got about 6 minutes left of the program. Corey.
Yes.
You got something coming up right now?
Yes. Just want to invite everybody out next Saturday, October the 12th at Festival Acadien in Creole. We're having a CD release party. The CD will be available for purchase. The CD is entitled Destiny. And we're going to be playing all the hits from it, like The Way You Make Me Feel, Michael Jackson cover, mm-hmm. and Something Wrong With My Baby by Sam and Dave, written by Isaac Hayes. And just want to let everybody know to come on out. Our set is at 4:30 to 5:30 on the Heritage Stage next Saturday, October 12th. Come get the CD. It'll be hot and ready for you.
And let's talk about featuring Morris LeDay and Brad Frank, Cedric LeBlue. Paul Little Buck Senegal, by the way, he's having a crawfish boil at his house.
All right.
And these are the musicians that featured on the CD. Excellent CD.
Thank you very much.
And I was listening to it. I keep listening to it over and over again. So we're going to try to get to see you.
Yes.
That's the festival.
Yeah, Heritage Stage, 4:30 to 5:30 next Saturday. And I'll have a bunch of them ready to go.
Good. Melvin. He's over there talking away. Melvin, back to you in the studio. We got about 4 minutes left of this program, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be signing off in a little bit, so you just stay tuned for Herman Fuselier, who's pre-recorded. However, we'll see y'all next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon.
Well, John, it was such a pleasure to have you here today, John.
Well, yeah, wasn't it?
We just didn't have time to visit. Next Saturday, we will.
We will. And, visit next Saturday.
What happened to our guy up, the duck man, the deer man?
Yeah, they're talking about old Dell.
Yeah, what happened to Dell?
Joe Dell?
Joe Dell.
I don't know.
Haven't heard from Joe Dell. Did he go hunting and he didn't make it?
I don't think. I think the Bambi got him.
Bambi? He missed Bambi, and Bambi got him.
Bambi
must have got him, because we have not heard from Joe Dell since.
That's right. He always wanted to hear the Milk Cow Blues.
Yep.
And I don't know whatever happened to him. But anyway, it's a pleasure having all of you and you back, and Doc, and it's good to meet you, and you're going to have to come and visit us again. Because
this can't be a one-time deal.
Talk about illness around here.
Yeah, we do. It's always good for us to. We're here to help everyone, so we would welcome you back, and we can talk a little bit more about what doctors do. We don't know. The only thing we do is go to the doctor. We have no godly idea what y'all do, except try and take care of us. So we just want to know a little bit about what you really do. What do you really do? Okay, Doc?
We're ready to tell you.
That's good.
Just ask the question.
That's good. All right. We're moving on. MC Witcher, 11:56, and as we come to the end of this program, we certainly appreciate you being with us this Saturday morning. I want to certainly say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melvin, and Marley this morning. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. And also, they're doing services today for Warren Goodley, who passed away in Lake Charles, and they are funeralizing him today, and that will be in Basil at the church at the graveyard right across from the church in Basil. Certainly want to extend our condolences out to the family this morning for their lost one. I'm sure many have lost some this week, and we just want to extend our condolences to all of you.
Yeah, that's right. C'est comme ça, ça va. And I just want to say hello to my sons, John and Joey. John in Houston and Joey in Atlanta. Of course, my family right here, and all of you. It's good to just be right here in the beautiful weather. This is a beautiful time of the year. This is fall time. Pecans are falling, and you're picking up mustard and all that good stuff. Just go and enjoy yourself, but make sure is that when you meet someone, please share them with a smile, because you can always take it and share it with someone else.
And if someone steps on your foot.
And you got to make sure you just tell them that I'm sorry I had my foot under yours.
Toi, que toi, c'est pour moi.